Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Sound of Power. Thank you for joining us tonight, day six of 30 Days of Prayer. Again, we are so excited that you have decided to connect with us for the next 30 days in prayer, seeking the Lord for our nation, for our communities, for our families, for the body of Christ, for your own personal needs. We can indeed say that even from the beginning of this time that the Lord has instructed us to begin this time of prayer, we have seen so many different things happening in our nation, in our city, in our communities. And so I asked the Lord, I was like, now, Lord, you gave us instructions to pray and to watch for 30 days. And it seems as if things are really getting chaotic since the time that we have started to pray. But the Spirit of the Lord just ministered to me and reassured me that we understand that when there is activity in the spirit realm, that there is always a spirit of opposition. So the enemy will try to break out as much as he can because he understands that there are those like you and I who are on the wall, who has God's attention. And God is listening, and God is also responding to our prayers. I believe, imagine what it would be like if we were not praying. The things that we're seeing, another terrorist attack we heard about again today in the news in France, the things that we've been seeing happening as far as those terroristic attacks that's been happening in our community. So we indeed know that we are in praying times, and God doesn't do anything. God has always given me this revelation concerning him that he's not a reactive God. He's proactive. He declares the ending from the beginning. And so he already knows what's going to happen. If we stay in sync with him, he will give us strategy, and he will give us what we need to do at a specific time. So we already knew before going into the month of June that June was a strategic month. We did not realize to what depth that was, but we realize now that there is so much that's being released this month. There is so much disorder, so much murder, so much rage that the enemy has tried to release, just, and we're just in day six of this month, and just so many things that have happened from the issues and the concerns that have happened in the White House on June 1st, just the breakout in news and events and things of that nature, the things that have happened, of course, like in London, and things that are happening in France, and things that are happening even in our communities, things that were happening in Florida where the gentleman was with a weapon just shooting cars on the interstate, where we see someone yesterday was rear-ended by someone here in Atlanta, and when he got out to what we normally do when we have been in an accident, to speak to the person that we was involved in an accident with, and the person shot and killed him. And so we see these outbreaks of rage, these outbreaks of murder. We see all these things that's happening. And so we, by the grace of God, the Lord is giving us the grace to be able to stand in the gap and to come against this spirit of darkness that is running rapid in the earth. And I am so glad that there are those like you who have connected in prayer, who too have heard the Lord and are sensitive to his spirit. And you, as well as I, know that the Lord is saying we need to be in a particular position during this month of June. We need to make sure that we're hiding ourselves in prayer. And one more thing that the Lord said to me regarding that today was that we're in the ark of safety. It's similar to when Noah built the ark, that during that time storms were raging, when it rained 40 days and 40 nights, but God had already given him a strategy how he and his family were going to be covered and protected during that time. Build an ark and get in the ark of safety. And we, in this time of prayer and intercession, we're in the ark of safety, and we're pulling our family in. We're pulling our coworkers in. We're pulling our community in. We are pulling others into the ark of safety where we are. So I urge those of you, even if you're not calling in with us, I pray that you do, because there's something about the spirit of you. community and when we come together and pray. But even if you're not, these next 30 days, I want to encourage you, intensify your prayer. Spend time in prayer like never before, because you are indeed in a strategic position. This is a strategic moment. This is a strategic hour. We don't always understand everything that God is doing, but the Bible says that I, the Lord, shall do nothing except I reveal it to my servant, the prophet. And so the Lord gives us, you know, we prophesy in part. He gives us bits and pieces, and he's given us enough instructions to know that for these 30 days, our position needs to be in a position of watching and praying. We need to be in prayer. And I thank the Lord once again that we have all heard that call, and we have put ourselves in the ark of safety. We're in that place and in that position of prayer. We're going to get started in one moment. I want to read for you James 5, starting at verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. I want to read that again. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. This is the most work you can do without even using your hand, but opening your mouth. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. So when you release your prayers of faith, it saves the sick, and then the Lord begins to move and raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you might be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and earth brought forth her fruit. Amen. 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 Elijah, a man just like us with same kinds of passions. But when he prayed, the rain stopped. He prayed again, and the rain was released. The power that you have when you release your faith. We're going to move forward tonight. We're going to do something a little different as the Lord leads us. We're going to be asking those of you that have been consistent and faithful and pray, calling in and praying with us as the Lord gives us. We want to include you in on the rotation with us tonight. We're going to have Diane to open up praying for families and marriages, and then Wanda is going to jump right on in as normal after Diane is concluded in prayer. And then, of course, I will do our closeout again. We want to thank you so much for connecting with us in prayer. And Diane, if you go ahead and open us up.
Father God, we just bless you right now. We just praise you, God, for this time. We come before you right now, God. Oh, God, thanking you that you will hear, that you will hear our prayers. For we come in the name of Jesus and on the authority of your word. We come boldly before you right now, Father. And God, we just thank you. We thank you for the families, God. We want to pray for the families right now, God. We know, God, oh God, that families are, that prayer for families is the very foundation that keeps a family together, a family unit together. God, we pray that you strengthen the bonds on tonight of families. God, we just pray that you give us the strength, give families the strength to overcome any difficulties that they might be experiencing, God. We pray, God, that you give us another level of love for each other in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, God, for we've heard that a family that prays together stays together. And God, we know that concept is true, because a family that has their focus on praying, a family that has their focus on you, oh God, has a foundation that might be shaken sometimes, but it will stand. It will stand when it's needed, Father. It will stand when the enemy would come in like a flood, because you will raise a standard for that family, God. We pray for protection and provision for families on tonight. Father, we thank you for our families. We ask that you bless them with favor. We ask that you provide for all of their needs. We ask that you protect them from harm and evil. Surround them in the shadow of your wing. Hide them under the rock, for we know the rock is higher than I. Oh, God, we ask that you go before them. Prepare the way for them. If any path is crooked, God, we ask that you make it straight. Protect them from the schemes of the enemy, Father. Keep them from deception. Father God, we just bless you. God, we ask that you bring your perfect peace to their hearts. For God, you said that you would keep them in perfect peace if they would keep their minds on you. God, we pray for unity in our families, God. We ask us to bring us into unity through you. We ask that if there's anything that's hidden in darkness, anything that would cause disunity, oh, God, we ask that you bring it to light on this night. God, we ask that you lead us into your perfect truth and help us to be the families that you called us to be, families that would undergird the kingdom, families that would stay together, families that would serve in ministry. God, we just ask that you even help us to be families that would be a blessing to one another and to others. God, we ask that you reveal yourself to us as a family so that we can come into agreement with you. Lead us in your ways. God, grant us compassionate hearts. Take our stony hearts, God, and put in hearts of flesh, hearts of compassion, that we would feel what our brother and our sisters, even our extended families, our spiritual families are feeling, God. And God, we pray right now, oh God, that you would do what only you can do. And that you, God, would bring your perfect peace and unity into our families. And God, we pray lastly for marriages. God, we pray right now because your word says that for the unbelieving husband is made holy because of his wife. And the unbelieving wife is made holy because of her husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean. But as it is, the children are holy. And God, we thank you for that. We know that. We know, God, that what you have put together, we pray that no man can put asunder. God, help couples to trust each other again. God, help them to flow with the winds of change, God. Help them to know that the now kind of faith would even have them believe the things that are not as if they were, and know that greater is coming, that this too shall pass when there are difficulties, Father. Change us, Lord. Have us to look at each other. Have husbands to look at themselves and wives to look at themselves. Clean us of impurities. Oh, God, take away our impure motives. The things we do that are not pure, God, the things we know about, the things that we even do that we're not aware of. God, reduce us to love. Oh, God, and change our perceptions. Help us to see ourselves, Father. Help us to look at ourselves before pointing the finger at the other. God, we just pray for marriages on tonight, God. Oh, God, we just pray that you'll even show us, each person in that marriage, that husband and that wife, ways that things that where they may be making the situation worse, show us how we can make it better, God, so that we can grow in the purpose that you brought us together, because you brought us together for a purpose to do your will. Oh, God, help us even to wait prayerfully and expectantly for you to move, because we're expecting you. God, we want to expect that you're going to move in marriages. We want you to heal our marriages. If there is healing that is needed on this night, God, we pray that healing takes place. We pray even for a supernatural move of your healing, God, that there would be people that we don't even know, that even as this word goes out into the air, that there would be a husband that would look at his wife differently, a wife that would look at her husband differently, Father God. because of our obedience to you. Oh, God, help us to love each other as you love us. Help us to be vessels of love, of joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and control. Help us to be those kinds of vessels, God. Help us to be tenderhearted toward each other. I pray for marriages on tonight, God. And right now, God, I pray against every spirit, that spirit of separation, that spirit that comes to divide and cause disunity, even that spirit that would come to cause marriage people to think about divorce. Father God, and we loose that assignment from that spirit in the name of Jesus, and we bind the spirit of unity and love to couples, God. We pray for marriages on tonight. And, God, we believe that you'll do what you do in marriages, Father, that you'll cause us to love each other because marriage is the very foundation of our families. And our families, God, are foundations of our purposes. We live to do your purpose, God. We bless you and we honor you. And God, we just believe, God, that on this night that we'll see miracles happen in marriages, that we'll hear about them. We believe that. We're expecting that. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we just give you glory.
Glory.
We just give you praise. Because you deserve it, my Lord. We just honor you, Father. Because all of it belongs to you anyway. So I thank you for it. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that all power belongs to you, Lord. And you have all, you have all things in your hands and in your control. And I thank you for controlling everything, Atabasa, even when it don't look like it, Atabandorobosa, even when it don't sound like it, Atabandorobosa. Now, my God, Atabandoroboshe, we get into Atabaa, a position of your sound, Atabandorobosa. We get in a position of your honor, Yotomandorobosa, and we come to you as sons. And talking to a father, I know, my Lord, you see, Ataba, and I know, my Father, you hear. I know, my God, you see what the enemy is doing in the earth realm. I thank you, Holy Ghost, for being here with us, Atabando Robase, to demonstrate your power in the earth. What is it, my Lord, Atabando Robose, would you have the Holy Ghost to do on tonight? Yatabando Robose, how, Atabasa, would you want the Holy Spirit to demonstrate his power? Yatabando Robose, because we submit ourselves, and we bind our atoma, yes, our agendas to the Holy Spirit. Yandrobo Sandarabase, Rokondaba Sheketebeasa, Roma na no ho ya dada. So ye God. Atabando rohose ende he naha no ho naha. Oh, Holy Ghost, atabando sa. Yes, my Lord, atabando roboshe, nando robosa. As we can go aste, as we get counsel from our daddy, yotobashe ketebeyasa. We pray for the earth, atabasa. We pray for the earth that is groaning, atabashe, that is travailing, atabaso. We pray, atabasa.
Sandorabosa, for the families in the earth, Atabashe, for the nations in the earth, Atabashe, Yatabandorabosa, Yatabashe, Father, Atabandorabosa, Darabashe, I thank you, Lord God, Yatabashe, for you have given us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Ah, my Lord, and you said, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And you said, whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So we bind the enemy right now. We bind his weapons. We disarm them, and we send fire to it now. Release the angels of the Lord to warfare concerning the nations of this world. Release the angels. Yes, God. Upon every family member. For we bind the enemy's hands, Atabashe, and all of his schemes, Atabandorabosa, that tries, Atabaso, to sow discord within the family, Yatabandorabosa, to separate it, Atabaso, that he may conquer, Yatabandorabosa, Asinanabashe, Kedabasa, Yandorabosa, I send fire to the plans, Atabashe, I send fire to the documents of it, Yatabandorabosa. I send fire to it, and we lift our faith to you, God. We lift it up, Atabashe, and we say, take your hands off our family. Because the blood of Jesus is against you. Take your hands off of them. Because the blood is against you, Atabaya. Yes, Lord. Yeah, God. Now lose your unity, Atabaso, in the families, oh God, that they bind one to another and they walk hand in hand, Atabashe. Strengthen them, Atabaso. Strengthen, Atabashe. Strengthen their minds, oh God. Strengthen the walk, my Lord. Strength, Atabashe, to these families, Lord Jesus, Atabasa, that they would do the will of the Father. Yatabandorabose, Yandorabos, Atabaso. What do your kingdom look like? Yatabandorabosa, it's what Atabashe, the families are supposed to look like. Yatabandorabose, so let it be done, Atabaso. The kingdom come, Atabashe. Your will be done, Atabashe, in the family's lives. So they will display, Atabashe, the kingdom, Atabaso. They will walk hand in hand, Atabashe. They will operate like sons, Atabashe. They will function, Atabashe, and declare, Atabashe. They declare and decree, Atabaso. They shall be governors in the earth. Yes, Lord, Atabandorabose, to govern this earth, Atabasa, to Andorabosa, to reign and rule, Atabashe, Kendalabaso. Yea, my Lord. Let them not Tomasa. Let them get in position, Atabaso. Yes, God, Atabando. Seat it together, Atabaso. Get them in position, Atabaso. So they can reign together, Atabaso. So they can Andorabose. Yandorabasa, Atabasa. Quicken that spirit, Ata. Quicken that spirit, Atabashe. To get together. Yatabandorabosa. Yandorabosa. Spirit to spirit, Atabaso. Spirit to spirit, Atabashe. We call on the spirit, Atabashe. The spirit of the Lord, Atabashe. To quicken the spirit of man, Atabasa. The Nurabos, Atabashe, Kedabasa. To get them together, Atabashe. The Gandalosa. To be able to govern the earth, Atabaso, Kotabashe. Yes, my Lord. For you have given us power. You have told us what to do, God. You told us, Atabashe, to have dominion over the earth, my Lord. So, my God, we are obedient on tonight, Atabashe. to reign and rule with you, Father. That the earth may be governed, Father, look upon the children, the generation of today, and quicken their spirits, in the mighty name of Jesus, make every crooked place straight, in their lives, oh God. We come against the spirit of suicide that's been released upon them. We come against it with the fire of God. We annihilate his plans. We annihilate the sound he's giving off. With the fire, the fire of the living God. Sweep through the earth. Sweep through the earth with the fire to annihilate that murdering spirit. We put them under arrest, under the arrest of the Holy Ghost. We put you under arrest, of the Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost, yes, Lord, demonstrate your power. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in the earth. Have your way, oh God. Yes, Lord, he wants Atabashe. He wants Atabasha. He wants our children, Atabashe. But here not so. It's not so, Atabasho. They don't belong to him, Atabashe. They belong to our daddy, Atabashe. The one that created them, Atabasho. You are the creator, Atabashe. He created nothing, oh God. Yes, God. Oh, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord. Hey, our children, Father. We cry out mercy. Let mercy stand up against the judgment. Mercy, where are you? Yes, abandonable. Mercy, help. Yes, God, we call on the mercy. The mercy of the living God. Mercy, mercy, mercy. In this nation, we call upon you. Mercy, stand up, mercy. Stand up against the judgment, of man, stand, mercy, stand, yes, God, oh, Holy One, we need your mercy tonight. So we cry out loud, and spare not, the mercy of God. The mercy of God. We need your mercy, Lord. We need it, Hatabahaya. Hodamandorobose. Honanandorobose. This nation need mercy now. So let the mercy of God stand, Atabasso, and the depths of Atomashe. This nation, Atabasso, stand tall, mercy, Atabashe. For we cry for you, Atabasso. Mercy, Atabashe. Oh, have mercy on us, Atabandarabosa. Mercy, oh God. Yet have mercy on us, Lord. Hallelujah, Atabashe. Oh, Holy Ghost, Atabashe, Ketabasso. And teach us, Atabasa. Teach us, O God, Yatabashe, the ways of your truth, Atabasso. Teach us how to manosa, to maneuver with you in the spirit, Atabasso. Teach us, my God, Yatabasso, Handorabasandarabashe, the ways of our Father, Yatandorabosa, because we need to know it in this day, Yatabashe. We need to know how you move, Atabasa. We need to know how you operate, Atabasso. We need to know the spirit of the living God, Yatabasso. So we cry out, Atabashe. Teach us now, Atabasso, that Kabahaya. Teach us your ways, oh God, that we may know your truth, Lord Jesus. Yes, God, yes, abandonable, that deception will run rapidly. Yes, abandonable, sir, and the earth, akabashe. Yes, Lord. We come against it, God. We come against the slandosa, the lion spirit that's been released, atabashe. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the truth of the living God upon our families, Lord. We thank you for the truth, atabasa, upon this nation, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the gospel of the truth, atabasa, in our hearts. Oh, my Lord, we thank you for the truth, Atabasa, that we walk it out, Atabashe. We walk out the scriptures, Atabasa, that was already written, Atabasa, before the foundation of the earth, Atabasa. We want to walk it out, Atabashe, so our names will know, Atabasa, will be in the Lamb's Book of Life, Atabasa, because you've given us life, Atabashe, and life more abundantly, Atabashe. Life as Atabasa. I say, let us pray at the in the earth at the life at the let the breath of your soul, let the breath of your glory now begin to breathe upon the Matobasa, upon the children at the that they may live in the Tabasso, in the glory at the in the glory of your truth, Atabasa, and give them acceleration, growth, Atabasa, of who you are in this time, Atabasa. Let them have an encounter and a visitation, Atabasa. We need a visitation from you, Atabasa. So we cry out, Atabasa, a visitation of our Father, Atabasa. Hey, my Lord, Atabasa, meet us, Atabasa, meet us here, Atabasa, and time, Adonosa, because we understand, Atabashe, you're God of eternity. Yatabandorabose, so meet us, Atabashe, in space and time, Atabashe, that we can encounter you, Atabaso. This is what our hearts long for. This is what our hearts long for, Lord. We want a visitation. We want an encounter, Ataya. We want it, Tabaso, the supernatural Katatabase, to come and visit us, Tabandorabosa. We want to see the angelic beings, Tabaso, the spirit of the living God, Yatabashe. We want to see your truth, Tabasa. We want to know how the Tabase, heaven operates, Tabashe, that we may operate here in earth. Atabasa, just as the same way, Atabasa. So give us the truth, Atabasa, and let you, Atabasa, become real into our lives, Atabasa. Just as Atabasa, the beginning of the earth, Atabasa, you spoke it, Atabasa, and said, let it be, Atabashe, and there it is, Atabashe, light andosa, yandorobote, kizimeyasa, for you are light, Atabashe, so let it be light, Atabashe, in the midst of darkness, Atabandoho, let it be light, Atabashe, in every dark place, Atabashe, let it be light, Atabashe, in every dark space of our families, let it be light, Atabashe, in every dark places of our children, Yatabandorabose, let it be light, Atabasso, in this nation, Atabasso, and nations across the world, Ataba, your light, Uha, Atomahaya, your light, Ahaya, we need it, Atabasso, we need the light of God, Atabasso, Yanabose, Atabasso, so we call upon more, Atabasso, more light, Aha. Let your light illuminate, Atabasso. Let us see, Atabasa. Let us see, O Father, how we are to be, Atabasa, as people, Atabashe, and as sons, Atabasa. Let us see, Atabashe, with our eyes, Atabashe. Let us see, Atabashe, with our eyes, oh God, let our spirit now, Father. God. Be sensitive to your spirit, Jesus, that we may have compassion as you walk this earth among the multitude. So shall it be for us, Atabasso, the sensitivity of God, Atabashe. We shall walk the earth, Atabashe, just as Jesus did, Atabandorabosa, with compassion, Atabas, and light. Atabasso, we thank you for it, Atabasso. We thank you for your spirit, Holy Ghost. Yeah, Holy Atabasso. Oh, Holy Ataya. Yeah, Jesus. We love you for it, Haya. We love you for it. We love you for it, Atabasso. Oh, my Lord, we come against all sickness and diseases and every ill thing. I come against it with the word of the Lord. And I say, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed, Atabasso. You say now faith is the substance, Atabashe. Let this faith now, Atabashe, produce the evidence, Atabashe. Because I'm in the now, Atabasso. So heal, Atabasso. Everybody, Atabashe. Heal, Atabandorabosa. Yakondarabashe. Every mind, Atabasso. Heal, Atabandorabosa. Every heart, Atabashe. Be healed in Jesus' name. Yakondarabashe. Yes, Lord. And let the Spirit of the Lord now captivate them, Atabashe, and surround your people, Atabasa, like a whirlwind, Atabashe, Ketabasso. Hey, Atabashe, to confuse the enemy, Atabashe, Rokondarabasso, Kotabasa. The Spirit of the living God, Atabashe, come like the wind, Atabashe, and in the wind, Atabashe, release your healing powers, Atabasa, now, Atabashe. Shake it mando in the present Atabasso. Now Atabando Roboshe in the present Atabando. Now Atabashe Kitabahaya. The healing rivers of our Father. You let it flow, Atabasso. Eh, Jesus. And what are you healing bodies, Atabasso? Let the oil, Atabasso, begin to flow, Atabashe, and smear it, Atabasa, all over them, Atabashe. Yes, my Lord, the oil of gladness at the Bassa, Yotamanda Roboshe, because the enemy saw he had ya, Yotamanda Robosa to Bahaya. Hey, Father, we just laugh at him, Yotamanda Robose. Hey, God, we thank you for
yes,
joy. Hayatoma, Hetama, Hetenda Haya,
Honasia.
No weapon formed against your people will prosper. No, it won't.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy Ghost, Natabasa. Hiandalabosea. No, it won't. Atabasa. Hotamandahaya. For your promises are yea and amen. Atabasa. Hundalabos, Atabashe. My God, Yatabasa. We thank you for it. We thank you for it. We thank you for
thank
it, Atabasa. Thank you for your release, Atabasa.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Elder Belinda.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, God. Mokodabase. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. To you, oh, God, do we put our trust. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we trust in you. Hallelujah. Some trust in horses and some trust in chariots. But even as the psalmist declared, I will trust, hallelujah, in the Lord that delivered. And so, God, tonight we just put our trust in you. our hope and our confidence is in you, the God of our salvation, our Redeemer, our Deliverer, our Sustainer, our Waymaker. Father, we come to you. We run after you. Hallelujah. As the deer pants after the water, so does our soul long after you. Father, we long, oh God, to be in your presence, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, to lift your holy name, oh God, to declare your goodness once again, oh God, in the earth. Hallelujah. Oh God, to say that there is nobody like you. Nobody compares to you, Father. None is your equal. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Lord, your name alone is worthy to be praised, oh God. And so we magnify you tonight. We declare your goodness in the earth. We declare that there is nobody like you. Hallelujah. Oh God, we give you glory and we give you honor. Father, we give you praise in this hour, oh God. Hallelujah. For what you are doing, God, in the nations, for what you are doing in the world, for what you are doing in the communities, oh God. We thank you on tonight, oh God. Oh God, even as you have called us into a position of prayer. Father, thank you, Lord God, as we continue to call the nations out before you. We put you in remembrance of them, oh God. We put you in remembrance of the White House, oh God. We put you in remembrance, oh God, of our communities, God, of our children, of the school system, oh God. We put you in remembrance of our families. Oh, Father, we pray tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, that your ear, God, is inclined unto us. And, God, that even as we cry out unto you, your word declares when the righteous cry, the Lord hears him and delivers him out of all of his troubles. And so on tonight, we thank you for your delivering power. We thank you, oh, God, for being the God that delivers, for being the God that draws out. And so on tonight, oh, God, we thank you that you have drawn us out of trouble. You've drawn us out of situations, God, that sometimes we've gotten ourselves into decisions, God, that we have made, but God, you have been our help. You have been our deliverer, God. You have been our sustainer. You have beat back the hand of the enemy and so on tonight, God. We just want to say thank you. We thank you for your delivering power. We thank you for your saving grace. We thank you, Lord God, for how you have helped us, for how you have helped America, Father, for how you have sustained this country, Father, for how you have kept us, oh God. Father, we know, Lord God, it has not been military might that has kept us as we slept through the night. Father, for we understand, God, in the name of Jesus, that men's hearts, oh God, are growing wicked and wicked more and more every day. And God, if the enemy of America, God, had his way, Father, we'd have been wiped out long ago. And so, Lord, on tonight, we are just grateful, hallelujah, that the word declares that he that keepeth Israel neither sleeps nor slumbers. I thank you, Lord God, that your word declares, hallelujah, hallelujah, because I, the Lord, change it not. Therefore, you are not consumed. We thank you on tonight, God, that we are not wiped out because you did not allow it. Because you have been gracious. Oh, God, you have showed your kindness to this nation. Oh, God, you've been better than good to us. Hey, God, God, we have abandoned your laws. Man, walks after the imagination of his own heart. But God, in spite of all of that, you have pitied us. God, you have looked beyond our faults and saw our needs. Oh, God, you have been our way maker. You've been our sustainer. You've been our friend, oh, God. And, God, we cannot, we can't do anything but give you glory and give you honor for your faith. Praise your name. God, we have got to declare your goodness. We have got to declare that you are wonderful. We have got to declare, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that though the heathen raged, oh God, that you have still been a very present help in the time of trouble. Oh God, you've been everything we need when we need it. God, you've been the keeper of our minds. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, when war should have broke out, oh God, you sealed the hand of the enemy. Oh God, you came against death angels. God, you put them at bay. Oh, God, you turn back the attacks. You cancel the assignment. You intervene. You interrupt it. God, you have been our defender.
You have been our military defense. Hey, yeah, God, I thank you that we know, God. Hey, God, as much as we thank those, God, that give their lives, oh God, in service, oh God. God, we understand, except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wake it, but in vain. Oh God, we understand that you have kept us, that you've been the one that gives them battle strategy. And so tonight, God, we pray strategy, God, over our military. We pray strategy in the White House. God, let your strategies be released. Hey, God, God, give insight. Call them to know what they shouldn't know. God, you're the only one, God, that can cause a bird to carry a message. God, I thank you, God. God, do what no other power can do. But God, reveal and expose, cause us to know. I thank you for trade secrets. God, that you give to our government. God, in the name of Jesus. God, we trust you as our commander in chief. We trust you because you are the Lord of hosts. Oh God, you have legions of angels at your disposal. Thank you for those that you have assigned to watch over America. Thank you for those that are assigned over this nation. Thank you for those that are assigned over our families. Thank you for the angels that are assigned over our community. Oh God, keeping back robbery and theft, keeping back murder. God, thank you for the communities that are represented on this line tonight. Oh God, keep us from break-ins. Oh God, keep us from home invasions. I plead the blood tonight. I plead the blood over every home that's represented, every home under the sound of my voice. God, even as we position ourselves in prayer, I thank you, God, that we're in the ark of safety, that we're in the safe place. God, that we're hiding in you, and the enemy can do us no harm. I thank you, God, that we're hiding in obedience. Yeah, God, for if we're willing and obedient, we shall have the good of the land. And God, even as we've obeyed you to go into prayer, I thank you, God, that it is our hedge of protection. It is a shield all around us. Hey, God, thank you for the shield of prayer. Thank you for the shield of intercession. Thank you for the shield, God. Oh, God, thank you for your protection. Thank you for watching over our homes. Thank you, God. Thank you for watching over our possessions. Thank you for watching over our cars. Thank you for keeping it from mechanical failure. Thank you for keeping it, God, from the car thief. God, thank you for the place of safety. God, thank you that we're in your safety. Hey, glory. God, that when the enemy tries to come in like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord is already raising up a standard against him. I thank you that there is a standard raised. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. For at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. I thank you tonight, God, let there be a confession of your lordship. I pray tonight, God, that mouths would open and announce your lordship in their life. I, God, that demonic forces will be driven out. We announce the lordship of Jesus Christ. Over everyone under the sound of our voice tonight. Been troubling. Every spirit that's been trying to oppress, every spirit, God, that's been trying, oh God, to overthrow, Father, I thank you tonight that the conventional weapon will not work. I thank you tonight, Kendall Rocha. Everything that comes against our body, every spirit of infirmity, God, God, in sickness, will bless you. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, God, I thank you on tonight. I thank you, God, that we can boast in you. I thank you, Lord God. God, we can boast in you tonight. Oh, God, we can lift you. Oh, God, we lift your name. We lift your name on high. We lift your name tonight. God, we lift you. We lift you, oh, God. God, over the body of Christ. Over those, oh, God, over your elect. Over those that bear your name. Oh, God, eh, kind of, oh, God, we lift you. And Father, we say, watch over them and preserve and keep them. Keep them in this hour, God, for your word declares. Oh, God, that in that hour many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. Oh, but Father, I pray that you'll keep us from such a time, oh, God. Oh, God, that we'll be so locked into your safety. Ah, God, that we won't be able to receive the word. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, because your word declares, because iniquity, hallelujah. Oh, God, abounds, hallelujah. Oh, God, the love of many shall wax cold. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you tonight that we are here in safety. Oh, God, that our love won't wax cold for you. But, God, there'll be a burning desire for you, that we'll desire you, God, all the days of our life, that we'll come after you. Hey, God, that we'll seek you. Oh, God, we'll seek your righteousness. We'll seek relationship with you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray tonight, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, have mercy on us. Oh, have mercy on us, oh, God, and keep us. Oh, God, keep us in that day, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that the word declares that there will be a day when nations shall rise again. Against nation and kingdom against kingdom, oh God, and your word declares that that shall be the beginning of sorrows, oh God, but the end still is not yet. Oh God, God, I pray, God, that you would cause us to be discerning as a body of Christ, oh God, that we will be able to discern and judge the seasons, oh God, that we'll know, God, when you're moving, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't go ahead of you, but we'll be able to discern where you are. We'll be able to discern what you're doing in that hour. Oh, God, for you said, but the one that endureth to the end, it is the same that shall be saved. And so, Father, I pray in that hour, oh, God, that we be found with enduring power. Oh, God, that we have enough power, oh, God. Oh, God, to endure, oh, God, to the end. Oh, God, give us strength to last. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we won't buckle under pressure, that we won't give out, God, before time, but God, we'll find ourselves standing, oh God, in you, hallelujah, oh God, until that day you come to make up your jewels, oh God, let us be counted, God, amongst those, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, let us be named among the sanctified, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those who left it, God, you did not put out. Oh, God, I pray for my day. Ah, God, have mercy. Oh, God, in my no shamai. Oh, God, in my no rope for my day. Ah, God, that we be not like the church of Laodicea, oh God, Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, God, we don't want to be like those that you spew out of your mouth. But, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that we would be those, oh, God, oh, God, that we'll hate what you hate and love what you love. Oh, God, that we'll speak your word, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we will speak your word, God, and we will not turn back, that we will stand firm in faith. Father, I pray tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you, Lord God, would keep us. Keep us, oh, God, keep us near the cross. Oh, God, keep us at your feet. Father, keep us in this hour. Keep us hungry for you. Keep us thirsting after righteousness. Keep us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, running after you all the days of our life. And, Father, we thank you for that tonight. And, Father, we thank you, hallelujah. Oh, God, that even, Lord God, that your eyes are going to and fro in the earth, discerning both the good and the evil. And, Father, even as you discern, Father, we pray for those, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, those families that have been affected, God, by terroristic attacks, Father, we pray peace and comfort over them tonight, Lord. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give peace to their spirit. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, speak peace to their heart tonight. God, give them peace in every situation. Father, we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We want you just to begin to release a praise tonight. Hallelujah. To your God. Hallelujah. 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 As you open up your mouth wide, the scripture says he will fill it. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just begin to exalt him on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, and you're answering, you're meeting with us, God.
Oh God, we know, oh Lord, coming out, oh God, coming out, China.
Oh, we just bless you, oh God. We just thank you for the women, oh God, of those out in the way, oh God. Jesus, Lord, thank you, hallelujah. Be out of your book doing it, Jesus.
Oh God, we can hear and pray, oh God, Lord Jesus.
Oh God, you're so wonderful, you're so marvelous, you're so excellent.
Oh God,
so true, Jesus.
I can hear and pray, oh God.
Being a righteous God, thank you, Jesus.
God, God, we didn't call for so God, we call for so under your wings, take refuge, O God.
Oh
God, Lord, shelter us in your pavilion, O God, in this place of your black God, you set us upon a rock. Now our head is lifted up above
thee,
all above thee, O God. Holy Spirit, oh God, move in our lives like that. Oh God, give us, oh God, the authority, oh God, the strength, oh God, the head of this covenant, and the shoulders, oh God, give us, oh God, the ability, oh God, to stand before, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Honor you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God,
thank
oh God,
Lord Jesus.
Pressure, oh God,
thank you,
oh God, to the Lord, oh God, brightness,
thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh God, move in our lives like
God, we love on you, Jesus. For who you are, Lord God Almighty.
Oh God, oh God, oh God, in a magnificent way.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh God, with your word, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh Jesus, oh God, give us, oh God, the ability, oh God, to pray in the Spirit, oh God, to be able, oh God, Lord, to God, to move, oh God, the lives of your people. Oh God, Lord Jesus, stop things in its tracks, oh God. Stop these in its tracks, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a great God. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, we bless your name. We bless him on tonight. Thank you, Lord. For his faithfulness to us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, how we bless him.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody like you.
Thank you, Lord.
Nobody like you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name.
Amen. 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 We bless him tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For his faithfulness to us. Thank you, Lord. We must declare that he has been faithful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you all so much for joining us again in prayer. This is our day 6, tomorrow, day 7. And again, just understanding that the Lord has positioned us in a position of safety over these next 30 days in prayer. Hallelujah.
That is our position for this next 30 days in prayer as we pray for the nation, for the community, for ourselves, for our families. Let's bring them all into this ark of safety that the Lord has called us into. They may not be near you physically, but pull them into the ark of safety in prayer. Call their names. Pull them in with you that the Lord will watch over them during this month where we are seeing so many different breakouts of so many different issues. Remember, call them out, cover them, plead the blood of Jesus over them, plead the blood of Jesus over their life, over family members, over friends, over coworkers. Thank you, Jesus, over the community you live in, hallelujah, over your possessions, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Whatever spirit has been released this month, we decree and we declare that these things shall not come nigh our dwelling. Hallelujah, because God has given us the upper hand. Hallelujah, over our enemy. He has instructed us what we needed to do for the month of June, and that's position ourselves to pray and to watch. And in that, we are protected. Hallelujah. And so we thank him for his faithfulness to us and for him being a God, hallelujah, that declares the ending from the beginning, and everything is well for us. So I declare blessings over your life. I declare protection over you. I declare that the blood of Jesus cover you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Everyone that's connected to you, every family member, every child, every grandchild, every great-grandchild, hallelujah, every aunt, every uncle, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, every grandmother, every great-grandmother, every person that is attached to your life, thank you, Lord, every supervisor, every co-worker, thank you, Lord, every neighbor, every possessor, everything that you own, your money, your finances, your investments, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, your purpose, your calling in God. Hallelujah, the very thing that you were created to do, we plead the blood of Jesus over your assignment, hallelujah, that the enemy will not be able to separate you from that. And so we thank the Lord tonight that we are covered under the blood because we are in the ark of safety. We are in a position of prayer, hallelujah, we are in a position of obedience, and the Lord watches over his word to perform it, hallelujah, though the weapon form against you, it will not prosper. Hallelujah. For the Lord, he is our help. Hallelujah. He is our Ebenezer. He is a rock of help to us. And that is what we declare over your life. We declare blessings and multiplied blessings. We declare abundant favor over your life. Everywhere you walk into favor. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We speak favor. We speak your spiritual inheritance. We ekendoro shatamas. Hallelujah. These are the words that follow you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. That you are blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, the Lord has given it into your hands. Hallelujah. And the power of life and death, it is in your mouth. So I even pull on you now to decree and declare blessings over your life, to speak blessings over you, to speak favor over yourself in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. So this concludes our call for tonight, and we thank you again for joining us in our 30-day prayer watch. We look forward to those of you that will connect with us again on tomorrow. Hallelujah. And I will announce the time because the time will be different for tomorrow night. Hallelujah. I will post that time. God bless you. Go in peace. And be blessed. Thank you so much. This concludes our call for tonight.